Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a jungle ARP in Ableton Live 12 that doesn't just loop, it performs. The goal is to make something musical, dark, and mix-ready, then give it macro controls so you can shape tension, brightness, width, and movement in real time. Think of this as a composition tool for drum and bass, not just a synth part. In jungle and DNB, ARPs work because they add motion without needing a huge melodic statement. They can act like a lead, a texture, or a call and response layer against the drums. And when you map them well, one rack can carry your intro, build, drop, and switch up without sounding repetitive. Let's start simple. Create a new MIDI track and load Wavedable. You could use analog too, but Wavedable is a great starting point because it gives us a clean sound that can handle a live processing. Set oscillator 1 to a saw wave, maybe with 2 to 4 unison voices. Add oscillator 2 as a square or another saw, detune slightly. Then use a low pass filter, around 24 dB, and keep the amp envelope fairly tight. Short attack, medium decay, and lower sustain if you want a more plucky shape. Now write a small harmonic idea. Don't overthink the harmony. For jungle, a minor 7th, minor 9th, suspended voicing, or even just a 2-note motif can be enough. Stay in a dark minor area, like D minor, F minor, or G minor, and keep the notes in the mid-range so you're not fighting the sub. A good rule here is to avoid huge open voicings. The bass and drums need room to breathe. Now we turn that into an ARP. Drop Ableton's Arpeggiator before the instrument in the MIDI chain. Set the rate to 1/16 to start, or 1/32 if you want more urgency. Try up, down, or converge for movement, and set gate somewhere around 45 to 70% depending on how chopped you want it to feel. Keep your trigger on. Leave hold off for now so you can perform it manually and stay in control. Here's a little teacher tip. In jungle, the ARP should feel like it's answering the break, not just sitting on top of it. So pay attention to where the accents land. You can make the phrase feel more musical by placing emphasis after the snare, or by using offbeat hits that push forward against the drums. Next, we're going to shape the sound so it feels like a real DNB element, not a dry synth preset. Add auto filter after the instrument. Then saturator. Then chorus ensemble for some controlled width. After that, add echo or delay for rhythmic tail movement. And then reverb for space. If you want, finish with utility so you can manage width at the end of the chain. A good starting point is to keep the filter somewhere in a useful range, not too dark and not too bright. Resonance around 10 to 25% is a solid zone. Give the saturator a few dB of drive, just enough to thicken it. Keep chorus subtle, maybe 10 to 25% wet. For echo, try 1/8 dB or 1/16 with low feedback. And with reverb, keep it short and controlled, because in drum and bass, too much wash can blur the groove fast. Now for the fun part. We're going to make this playable. Group the whole thing into an instrument rack, then map key parameters to macros. This is where the sound starts becoming an instrument you can perform instead of a static loop. Map macro 1 to filter cutoff, macro 2 to resonance, macro 3 to saturator drive, macro 4 to echo feedback, macro 5 to reverb amount, macro 6 to width, macro 7 to gate, and macro 8 to pitch amount or any pitch-related control you're using. The big idea here is to think in macro scenes, not just knobs. Each macro should have a clear job. One should open tension. One should change tone. One should add space. One should control width. If a single knob does three unrelated things, it gets hard to play musically. So keep the ranges meaningful and focused. And this is important. Small macro ranges can actually be better than huge ones. Huge sweeps sound dramatic, but they can be difficult to place in a mix. For jungle ARP work, you often want the knob to move through the most useful part of the parameter range, not the entire thing. Now let's give the ARP movement over time. Use clip automation or MIDI clip envelopes to animate the macros. A simple move is to automate the filter cutoff over 8 bars, opening gradually from dark to bright. Another great trick is to raise echo feedback on the last few bars before the drop, then pull it back down right as the drop lands. That creates a nice little tension release. You can also make the gate feel like a groove control. A tighter gate makes the ARP more urgent. A slightly longer gate smooths the note transitions and can make the part feel less robotic. If everything is locked to the grid, keep one human element slightly loose. Maybe it's the filter motion. Maybe it's delay timing. That little bit of breath goes a long way. Now we're getting into the jungle flavor. Once the ARP is working, resample it to audio. This is where it starts feeling more like real DNB production. Create a new audio track, route the ARP into it, and record 8 or 16 bars. Then slice the audio, reverse little sections, or load it into simpler in slice mode. This is a great way to create fills, transition stutters, or chopped variations that feel printed and intentional. Also, keep in mind that a sound that feels perfect as MIDI may feel very different once it's resampled. It can get harsher, blurrier, or tighter. So when you print it, check the EQ and stereo width again. Often the audio version needs a little less spread and a different tone balance. Now let's place the ARP in context with the rest of the track. Build a basic DNB loop underneath it. Kick and snare, a chopped break, sub bass or a reese, and the ARP. Then listen to how they interact. If the sub is heavy, keep the ARP mostly above 200 Hz. If the reese is already wide, keep the ARP more centered. If the break is busy, you may need to reduce echo and reverb so the ARP doesn't smear across the groove. This is one of the most important parts. Don't design the ARP in isolation. Design it against the drums and bass. In drum and bass, clarity comes from arrangement choices as much as from mixing choices. A good arrangement strategy is to make the ARP evolve in sections. In the intro, keep it filtered, atmospheric, maybe even just one or two notes. In the build, open the filter and tighten the gate. In the drop, let the full ARP hit with moderate saturation. Then in an 8-bar switch up, reduce feedback, change the note order, or jump an octave. For the second drop, you might bring in a higher layer or push the drive a little harder. And don't let it run constantly all the way through. Bass is power in jungle. Let the ARP speak, then leave room for a snare fill, a vocal chop, a re-stab, or a bass hit to answer it. That call and response feeling is what makes the track feel alive. You can also use macro ranges to represent different emotional states. Low cutoff and resonance give you a darker, more intro-friendly sound. Mid-range settings open the tension. Higher drive, wider stereo, and more feedback create that exciting drop energy. If you want a more old-school jungle feel, automate the ARP to become more filtered and compressed in the drop, then more atmospheric in the breakdown. Before wrapping up, do a proper gain and mix check. Keep the ARP peaking well below clipping. Leave headroom for the kick and bass. Trim the low end if needed. Watch the 2.5 to 5 kHz area if it gets too sharp. And if the ARP feels too big, don't just turn it down. Try narrowing the stereo width, shortening the reverb, or simplifying the rhythm. In DNB, clean design often beats brute force mixing. A few fast pro tips before you finish. Minor 9 THz. Tritones, and suspended voicings can make the mood darker. A second ARP an octave higher can add air if it stays filtered and quiet. A little saturation before the filter can make the movement feel more dramatic. And if the ARP starts sounding too happy, lower the top octave or shift the notes toward a darker scale tone. Here's a quick practice challenge for you. Set a 15-minute timer and build a 2-bar minor motif with no more than 4 notes. Add the arpeggiator at 1/16 with gate around 50% to 60%. Build a chain with auto filter, saturator, echo, and reverb. Group it, map at least 4 macros, then make 3 versions of the same 8-bar idea, 1 filtered and dry, 1 open and saturated, and 1 more aggressive with extra feedback and movement. If it still feels clear over drums and sub, you're on the right track. So that's the core idea. Take a simple musical source, shape it with stock Ableton devices, and use macros to turn it into a performance-ready jungle ARP. When you do that well, it stops beating just a loop and starts becoming a real arrangement tool. That's the kind of move that makes a drum and bass track feel alive.